Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. We call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolina's course. I am Rocky. Joining me on today's show is BBB, as always.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In the
and
building.
Our intern of the week this week is Stefan. He's here. Stefan.
Intern.
Yeah.
I haven't been an intern in like 5 years.
No, you're an
intern. For the sports show, he goes from Little Steven to Stefan.
Stefan, yes.
Does he step into his transformation?
Yeah, what am
chamber?
I, like Steve Urkel? I just like turn all of a sudden into cool?
No, you've never been cool. I mean, don't ever confuse our listeners. You've never been cool.
Oh, come on. I was cool that one day.
When?
Name that it. One day, remember?
Name it.
It was that day with the
it was the one
with
day
the month
when he was cool.
You remind me of the kid on. I don't know if anybody watches Fresh Out the Boat. You remind me of the kid that they make sit on the ground for lunch.
I don't remember that part.
Fresh Off the Boat. Watch Fresh Off the Boat. You not seen Fresh Off the
no,
Boat?
No, I'm not. I don't
watch Fresh Off. Ken Jeong. And
yeah. No, yeah, he's got some, well, he is in it, but yeah.
That's the other show,
that's
right?
The doctor, but he is in it
show?
Right now.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
In it now.
Oh,
I get
it?
My Asian yeah. shows mixed up. I kind of blend them together.
No, he's a doctor. It's funny. He's a doctor on his own show, but then he is on this show.
Yeah, like a cameo
yeah,
doctor on
yeah,
this
yeah,
show.
Yeah, he's on this one. He's getting married right now. But you remind me of the little kid that has to sit at the end of the they get the whole lunchroom table, and they make him sit on the floor. During lunch. So, you know, I'm just.
Yeah.
One of the writers for that show is Amy Wong, and she had like this comedy special on Netflix.
Oh, Amy Wong is hilarious.
I mean, she
man.
Is like 7 months pregnant, belly out to here, but she is on stage killing it, man.
Yeah, that's Amy Wong for you.
Speaking of, you know, funny stuff, and, you know, it's coming up Thanksgiving. Bobby was telling me his favorite, you know, Thanksgiving dessert. What is yours? Because I know you have one.
I don't have it. I mean, just
you
ice,
don't have a Thanksgiving
ice
dessert?
Cream and brownies is what it is for us.
Ice cream and brownies.
Yeah,
that's
or
like
cookies.
The most dull
fresh
answer
baked
I've ever heard.
Cookies or fresh baked brownies, and then we get some Friendly's ice cream. Mwah. That is piece of resistance right there.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want me to say pumpkin pie
yes.
or something like this?
Yes.
No, screw pumpkin pie, all right?
Or
I've
some
heard
candy
it forever.
Yams or, so- or something.
Candied yams is not dessert. That goes with the with the dinner, man.
Our intern, Stephanie, back over here, is laughing at her, laughing at you. She's laughing. I know it's a funny answer, right? Uh-huh. But, you know, cookies and ice cream.
I'm sorry. It's better than pumpkin pie.
Cookies and ice cream.
Yeah, man.
Fresh.
Great.
Who makes
no,
these
but
cookies?
They're fresh made cookies, not who? Out of the little tube with the little
Pillsbury
guy. Yeah,
they're fresh made
guy.
From the pool back in the chips
nah,
and the
soft batch. Nah, we do actual made
who?
From scratch cookies.
Who?
Oh,
mom?
The pop open pan
yeah,
that you scoop the cookie and drop
no,
it in and it bakes itself.
We did that one year, but. Nah, man, actually made with eggs and everything else that goes into a cookie.
Make them scratch.
Made
cookies.
From scratch.
You rolled out the dough and
made who, from.
She wrote out and everything.
Yeah, wrote it out. Yeah, right? She rolls it out.
She rolled out.
She rolled it out. All right, that's all. No. You had to roll out the dough. I mean, come on.
Roll that dough.
You got to roll the dough. Roll that dough. Roll that dough. You know, you come on. You got to roll it. So, all right, anyway, that's your Thanksgiving dessert, huh?
Cookies. I have a question.
What?
So,
Shaq is not a point guard.
Is he not? No. I thought he finally changed his position. No. Anyways, I've been reading some articles here, some sports articles. Not wanting to get into this, but is it true that Kaepernick did not vote?
It is true.
It is very true.
Is that true?
That is
Mr.
Very true.
I'm going to stand up against things and he didn't vote.
To his defense, he said about a month ago that they asked him who he was voting for. He was like, I really don't care for either one because it's just the lesser of two evils.
To me, okay. Now, he did come out saying, you know, he said the same thing I heard he said yesterday. But to me, a change does not help by you not voting.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you don't like either one of the candidates, there's independents you could have voted for. You could do a write-in.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Ric Flair got some write-in votes.
Of course he did. You
know, I was tempted to put other and put my name up there.
Usually I put you down for Water and Soil Commissioner.
Hey, I will take
County.
That government job.
I put you in for that usually. And, you know,
this
our
Water and
yet.
Soil Commissioner. Big yeah. shot.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Big shot, Bob. Yeah, I mean, you know, I love it. It's great. What are you laughing about? I put you in.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
I'm not even old enough.
old enough to vote? But no, listen, one thing you said that I think is everybody's responsibility to at least vote.
Of course.
I mean, if you don't agree with everybody, you need to vote for somebody. Now, I'm not going to say when candidates were great or anything,
yeah.
but you
now,
you have
not
to
voting is
vote.
Taking a stance, but when you're not voting to, like, and then you go and you make a political statement about it, that's when I have a problem. Because then, even just voting for a wasted vote, like putting a third party or something, that's showing more than not voting at all.
Do you know Do you know how many people fought for the right for us to have the right to vote? I mean, in this country,
a lot of people.
Not just white,
I know.
Not just white, blacks, and yeah.
and women.
No,
I think, especially, I forgot. Thank you. I think when you don't vote, it's a slap in the face to those that work to get you the right to vote. Those
a slap
women.
To the face of
right.
our predecessors.
Yeah.
I mean, am I wrong on that discussion?
No,
I mean,
you're not.
Right?
You're not at all. No, I was just reading an article. And I saw Stephen A. Smith was talking about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Stephen A.
Oh, and he was mad.
Him.
Yeah.
Stephen A. absolutely
I give
him
Stephen A. Smith.
A new one.
Look, me and Stephen A. Smith don't agree on a lot of things. I don't. I'm not saying I'm not a Stephen A. Smith fan, but I'm not the real Scott Ely here. I don't, like, love the guy. But I have to give him props here. He actually, you know, because he actually was supporting Kaepernick for a minute, wasn't
he? No, he was supporting him for a while, yep.
Well, I guess not anymore, but at least, you know, I got to give him credit.
I'm glad you brought up Stephen A. Smith, because we're going to do a segment on the show.
Uh-oh!
You don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm looking right into the camera, and I'm going to say it again. You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
So now we can say Colin Kaepernick, you're probably on that list.
Probably on the enemy list.
You are on the enemy
you
list.
You and Kevin Durant. One
Kevin
and two.
Durant. Yeah, now it's Kaepernick and Durant.
Wait, Durant's on the list?
Well, this is
this will be dedicated yeah. to line yeah. the line to.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said that to Kevin Durant. So,
but for me, I'm going to go back old school. The Kansas City Chiefs, y'all are on the list this week. Alex Noodle Arm Smith. Spencer, better beware of our defense. We coming for y'all. We going to handle the Chiefs this weekend. Let's go, Carolina. Keep pounding, baby.
I'm going to go with the black and gold. The team that has one more Super Bowl championship than we do right now. We play them this week.
Ooh.
the Steelers and Cowboys. It will be a lot of scoring, and we better win this game because this is a huge game. We win this game 8 in a row and pretty much control of the NFC
for the rest of the year. 8-1 is looking really pretty.
I mean, even we finish, we win this game 8-1. You know, see, we got 5 weeks left. I mean, we should go ahead and we should be able to wrap up the NFC division number one seed in a couple weeks if we win this game.
But I Big Ben's coming out on fire this week.
Oh no,
he
had
a subpar game last week.
That's what worries me. But this week's enemy of the week for me is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Do you have one?
No, I had another question, but it's okay. We'll wait on that one.
Okay, so let's get through that.
on enemies? Ugh.
You got an enemy? Somebody that got under your skin this week?
I mean, I just put Colin Kaepernick because that I don't like that. I mean, I give him that.
I do have one more I wanted to add. San Diego.
It's San Diego.
Fine. San Diego voted against the new stadium funding for San Diego Chargers.
Because they're about to be the L.A.
Again.
Chargers.
Why, though? No, they're not about to be the L.A. Chargers.
No, the rumor, now the Chargers are talking about going back, being on the vote for next year. Because their lease don't run out until 2020. All right, so they're locked in for a couple years. But listen, y'all, come on. Pony up and get this team a new stadium because it is horrible.
You don't understand the taxes that they pay in the city of San Diego already, like 11, 12%.
Have you lived there?
No,
you know
bad.
What you think about
that? I have a friend that lived there. Yes, I know.
People
I heard
that I know the state of California tell me about the taxes.
Yeah, taxes
and,
are insane.
I mean, you see the price of gas and cigarettes.
Oh, anyway. Yeah, true.
So they like, we don't want our taxes to be 16-17% for
a
new stadium.
I can get that, but they need to come out with compromise in that city and the owner. They need to come up with something to keep that.
I mean,
the Chargers should not move.
Stop trying to put the onus of the money on the community and the voters. The billionaires that own the team got to pony up the major. Need to pony up 85% of the money, please.
Are you talking to Charlotte?
I'm talking to San Diego.
What about Charlotte? When you want to say that about Charlotte?
Well, our stadium is barely 20 years old, 21 years old.
Our stadium looks great.
We just spent money for refurbishing.
Whoa. And you know where that came from, right? That was us.
Of course.
You know where the hold on a second. You know where the refurbish came at Spectrum Arena, right?
It's
you know where that came from, right? It came from us. We pay for that.
And you know
the owners aren't paying for any of this stuff.
And they'll never will.
I know somebody in Dallas, Texas that paid for all that.
Who?
Jerry Jones.
But see, we would have got our money back. But there's a law in our state that the NBA and a lot of entertainers don't like. So that's just...
But you
lost money.
But you, the owners should help pay a big chunk of that, not depend on the city.
Well, it should be the owners because the owners own it's their stadium. Their name is on the stadium, man.
No,
so why aren't they paying for it? Why do I got to pay for your name?
Here's my
problem.
What
does that make sense?
Here's my problem with this. All right. Jerry Richardson, we name everything after. We built him a brand new statue in front of the stadium. We pay for that, okay? The city paid for that.
That's fine.
Then you go to UNCC Charlotte. We named that field after him. But when it comes to the own stadium, he put money behind that. Man. But he ain't put money behind the Carolina Panthers.
That's why it's Bank of America Stadium.
So shouldn't Bank of America pay for it?
They pay.
I'm just saying.
They pay for it.
No, but
don't take my wife's bonus.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
We'll take a bonus.
We don't make that much. Damn. You act like we're making $500 million a year.
Like, we about to get all these tax breaks.
No, but what I'm saying is, though, it's wrong that the city.
Trying to add taxes.
No, but it's wrong that the city has to pay for their. It's the owners should have to do something. I don't think the owners are paying for anything. They get more money than what they pay for.
All right. That's good. Let's move on to football. We got football to talk about. We do talk about sports on this show.
We do?
Yes, believe it or not. you know, I know you're trying to turn us into a
no,
show.
No, it's just a lot of sports questions, man. Like,
you got another question? Yeah, you want to ask a lot right
of. Now? Yeah, Charles Barkley.
All right, here we're going with Barkley. You go ahead.
What happened? Why is he trashing ESPN? And why is what's his name trashing ESPN as well? Mark Cuban. What's going on?
Mark Cuban took credentials away from Mark Stein. I don't know if you heard about this big shout, but he took away their credentials for one of the games. In case you don't know, Mark Cuban's a big Hillary Clinton now because he didn't want Trump to win whatsoever. Uh-huh. So he took away their credentials at ESPN. Let me look at it real fast.
Okay.
Season credentials for two of them, Tim McMahon and Mark Stein. They took away the credentials for the season. Neither reporter has been allowed to attend home games since a home game last Friday. McMahon role changed from full-time Mavericks beat writer to more general NBA positions. Cuban followed through initial warning and revoked his and Stein's credentials. Stein has covered NBA forever. He's been there. The ban applies to solely McMahon Stein or ESPN writers, at least one media credential. They declined comment. They're not banned from the building. They can still buy a ticket, Mark Cuban says. He just doesn't want them there. But there's no comment.
Is it just because of the voting? I mean, that's what it sounds like.
It may be.
Okay. And then what's with Charles Barkley trashing ESPN? What does he have to gain out of this? I don't understand that.
Well, Charles Barkley does not – don't forget, he always – him and Dan Lebatard do not like each other at all. Lebatard's show is – Bobby, you like Lebatard's show?
He has some good moments. Like, they –
the one he does in the morning, right, on ESPN?
Yeah, on ESPN
View. Yeah.
I mean, I know they had, like, members of the National Toy Hall of Fame on one of their shows one morning. I didn't even know there was a National Toy Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
There is a National Toy
it's
Hall of Fame.
It's a great Hall of Fame if you're into that.
I mean,
that
stuff
kind of
like
stuff.
That is interesting. It's different. So,
yeah.
He has some good spots.
Okay, I'm confused. There's so much hatred with ESPN lately.
Well, Lebatard and Stugatz is a sports show, but it's more of a liberal, and it is. I mean, you can say what you want about the show. It is liberal, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But it's more of stories, like, they do little funny segments. Like today, they spent the whole show talking about Stan Van Gundy's comments about the president-elect and different things like that. So they don't talk, hey, what happened this week in the NFL game or this or that a lot. They talk more just like the Monday night game with the blown calls, stuff like that. But it looks like the Barkley thing, they're not going to work me like a dog and not pay me, he said about ESPN. I'm trying to see here. That means the inside had plenty to talk about into early Friday morning, and Barkley took over and hilarious rant about ESPN.
Yeah, apparently he was speaking Spanish.
Yeah, muy bien, gracias.
Muy bien, gracias.
He said that a lot.
Thank you very much.
God.
But, he's all – some of these guys –
I mean, Charles ESPN is a character anyway.
Right.
So
Shaq doesn't like ESPN as far as the Lebatard show. And Dan Lebatard rubs a lot of those athletes the wrong way because he wants to know more stories about their lives than what's going on in the court and other things.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on with that.
Hmm. Okay.
Getting into NFL, thoughts on Monday night game with Sherman hitting the kicker. I will tell you, I thought it was fine. The refs never blew the whistle, so you keep going.
I heard the whistle. Richard Sherman tried to take out the kicker.
No, I heard
Should he be castrated for it? No.
No. I heard is he didn't hear the whistle, and it was late whistle.
It was
so
late.
So if it's a late whistle, how are you supposed to stop?
It was late, and it was kind of like a timid whistle. It was like a brrr, instead of brrr.
Then how are you supposed to stop if it's a late whistle? Because if he would stopped earlier, he would have ran over the plate, the holder, right?
He wouldn't have ran into him at all. He would have heard the whistle.
Well, no, if he heard, I mean, if he, but his momentum, he was going to hit somebody. And he went for the ball. Now, if he went completely at the kicker or the holder, that's a different story. But, you know, and then the refs completely screwed it up because after that, they didn't throw an unnecessary roughness penalty, which I get because they messed up that whole situation. Then with 3 seconds on the play clock, they're standing over the top of the ball, so they couldn't height the ball to kick it. So then Buffalo had to spike the ball, okay, because the kicker was out of the lineup for a minute because he was hurt. Had to bring him back in. He misses the field goal to the right, and the Bills lose by 6. So it could have been a 3-point game late in the fourth quarter.
They were in field goal range before they had to take that fourth down. Desperate throw to Woods, which Tyrod Taylor was running for his life on that last play.
But they totally botched that game.
It's been a few games that's been botched, and that's why I don't understand about the National Tackling League. Like, why don't y'all have full-time officials that are year-round involved with your game, involved with the rules, involved with video, looking at the same stuff that this executive board that is getting paid all this money is looking at, so they could come to an understanding and try to get more of these calls right. So we aren't complaining about the officiating every freaking week.
I don't think they need to have them full-time yearly. Here's what they do need to do, though. They didn't find these refs at all. They didn't do anything to these refs that screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? They're going to continue to work games. You should find you just like you find a player for doing something bad, an owner, a GM. You should find these refs just the same way you do anybody else. And if you take money away from them or take them away from the game, like we talked about earlier, don't let them call playoff games. Don't let them call Super Bowls. Exactly. I bet you at some point they'll fix it. But anyway, I just – every time they go to Seattle,
it's always something in Seattle. It's got to be the fish that they are throwing to each other and catching and eating, or the water, or just the insane amount of rain that falls in that city. I don't know.
Always something.
I don't know.
Let's go into our top three, bottom three teams of the week. Who are your bottom three teams?
Excluding the Cleveland Browns.
No Cleveland Browns.
And San Francisco 49ers, because we know they suck. The New York football Jets. Y'all have to go in there, right? The Chicago Bears. And the Los Angeles Rams. Those are your bottom three this week. And let's give an honorable mention to the Jacksonville Jaguars. What a disappointing team. They're probably the most disappointing team in the league this year. So many expectations for Jacksonville. 9-7, they're going to make the playoffs. Shoot.
I thought 10-6 at least.
Shoot. And Tampa Bay can go in that bottom pile of crap. Big heap of mess, whatever you want to call it. Top threes, New England, Dallas, Oakland.
That hurts you to say that.
Hell yeah, you know I can't.
Again, it's been 4 weeks in a row you saying that. It's been nice.
They keep winning. I can't take them out. They keep winning.
I am going to go the Jets, the 49ers, and the Rams. I know you're 3-5, but you've lost 4 in a row now.
Y'all look
that suspect. Quarterback is horrible. And you know what game this week is? Two of the worst three teams in my bottom three are playing each other. The Jets and the Rams.
Somebody got to win.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Fitzpatrick against Keenum. It's going to be great. Fitzpatrick. That should be his name.
Is that his name?
Against Sackham, because Case gets sacked all the time.
That's very true. My top three, because they were on a bye week, they slide to number two. Number two this week is the Patriots because they were on a bye week. Number three, I can't put Kansas City number three because they did not impress against a bad team. I will go ahead and go with I'll go with Oakland. Oakland, because they beat Denver. That's a good team they beat. And number one, of course, is the Dallas Cowboys. We had a good win this week against the Browns.
If Oakland's defense was a little better, they'd be higher up. But their offense is legit, man. They can throw. They can run. That young quarterback is back there making plays for them.
Well, not only that, but their defense, Khalil Mack played really good. The only thing about there is kind of like who you played. Denver's offensive line is horrible. They don't have C.J. Anderson.
They can't run the ball.
You got Trevor back there playing quarterback, so you don't know what he can do. He looks like a rookie, a seventh-round pick right now. Who are your fantasy sleepers this week?
Let me go back to the schedule. Joe Flacco tonight against Cleveland. He should have
Steve Smith or
game.
T. Pryor
in
this game tonight.
Shoot, probably Terrell Pryor still because he gets more throws. Mike Wallace is having a couple big weeks, and I think he's going to eat some of those targets and some of the yardage. But Terrell Pryor is the only option in Cleveland. Somebody has to throw him the football. I would say Trevor Siemian. They get to play the New Orleans Saints. Colin Kaepernick had 398 yards last week passing against the New Orleans Saints. He didn't have Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas to throw the football to. Trevor Siemian, if you don't pass for a minimum of 300 yards, your ass got to go somewhere else. You got to go back to Northwestern somewhere because you don't deserve to be in the NFL. Can Denver go, what up, Pate? We need you to come back. Somebody give Mr. Manning a call, please. Another sleeper. Let me look. I think Stephon Diggs can have a bounce back week against Washington because he's been in the slot a lot more. Josh Norman definitely plays on the outside. Case Keenum against the Jets. Or Ryan Fitzpatrick, maybe. I mean, these are just – those are long shots there. Brock Osweiler. I know he hasn't lived up to it, but they play Jacksonville this week. Jacksonville gives up a ton of yards and points. He should be all right, too.
I would say – here's a couple for me. I would definitely go Marcus Mariota playing Green Bay. That secondary is horrible right now. Mohamed Sanu, the Falcons, playing the Eagles. Or Julio's always do what Julio does. But that Eagle secondary has been hurt and it's been burnt lately. Mm-hmm. Another one, Alex Smith, New Orleans, playing Carolina. You got some weapons, you know. As long as you get the time, you should be okay. Watch for him maybe to have – he usually has a good game against Carolina when he plays here. Another couple ones real fast, Ryan Tannehill. If you got a quarterback on a bye week, this might be a good week to play Tannehill for 1 week only.
Don't play Tannehill.
Actually, I was going to start Tannehill, but I picked up Eli. That's another one I'm getting ready to say. Eli Manning playing the Bengals on Monday night.
Yeah, the Bengals are atrocious.
Bengals defense secondary is horrible. Play Eli. And if I was you this week, I would go ahead and pick up Thomas Ross. He's not playing this week, but he'll be back next week. And he will be the starter because Christian Michael is not killing it. In Seattle, right
he's
now.
Killing something, but it ain't the fantasy line the score.
And I'm telling you, go ahead and pick a Cowboy or a Steeler. It doesn't matter who; just pick one of those two teams. You want to get at least somebody there to play because there's gonna be a lot of points put up in this game. But anyway, that's our top. That's our sleepers. Redskins will start Rob Kelly instead of Matt Jones this week. Matt Jones will have to earn his way back to starting.
R. Kelly. Kales! Mm-hmm. Girl, you want to come to the hotel? Oh, that's a different R. Kelly.
Yeah,
this Rob Kelly right here is pretty good, though.
He's doing pretty good,
he's
man.
He's doing pretty good for
I
Washington.
Picked him up a couple fantasy teams.
I tried to pick him up. He was already snatched up. Yeah. I had to pick up Chris Ivory, though, as a third running back, which I didn't feel like was a bad option.
Well, let's get into this week's games. The first game, real fast, do we say the Browns win this game against the Ravens?
Forget that.
All right, so we're both going Ravens. So I'm not spending more time on that. The next game, the Packers at the Titans. Who you got?
Ooh, this is a tough one to call right here. I will take Green Bay hasn't played well at all. I'll take the Titans at home, man. Green Bay is a 2.5-point favorite, but I think Tennessee, after a tough week last week, I think they bounce back and they find a way this week.
They scored some points last week. They just had turnovers that cost them
Mariota,
against the Chargers.
A pick six and a fumble that got picked up for the six.
I'm going to go with the Packers because I think it will help them being on the road. I think they get under control a little bit. They've got to get a running back that can play running back, not Ty Montgomery, Randall Cobb. They need a running back there.
James Stark should be back this week, they claim.
So that will be a good move. The Vikings at the Redskins, who you got?
Washington off a bye. Minnesota in the – they are in the toilet. They can't get out of their own way. Their line is atrocious. Their running game is even worse. I'm going to take Washington at home.
I am going to take the racial slurs to win this game.
The racial slurs. Yeah. Yes, sir.
The Falcons at the Eagles. You got 6-3 Falcons at 4-4 Eagles.
Falcons are just playing so well right now. I see the Falcons winning this game.
Carson Wentz, that bandwagon has finally fell off. He had some picks last week. He did throw a lot of yards. But I'm going to go with the Falcons. The team has played really good, and I think they'll keep rolling. That defensive secondary you can throw against.
And unfortunately for Carson Wentz, I mean, when your main back is Darren Sproles, who is 33 years old and never been a main back, and your best wide receiver is Jordan Matthews and Nelson Aguilar. Thank you, Chip Kelly.
You got
Thank
Zach
you
Ertz.
Again.
You got Zach Ertz.
Chip Kelly, man. If you're a Philadelphia fan, you need to go find Chip Kelly. You need to go step on his face. Look at all the talent he just let go away from your team.
Next game we got the Bears at the Bucks. Are we going to Bears?
No, I'm going with Tampa at home. Jameis should have a good week. Jay Cutler ain't going to have two good games in a row. This is Jay Cutler we're talking about here.
Yeah, he's come back to earth. I will say the Bucks will win. Mike Evans was hurt, and so was Winston, but both of them will be back this week. Houston at Jacksonville.
Ooh, this is a big game. It's tough to trust Houston, but it's even tougher to trust Jacksonville. Jacksonville is actually a 2-point favorite at home. But I will take Houston, I think, off a bye week. They figured out Osweiler and Hopkins. I think Hopkins has a big week this week. So let's go with the Texans.
This is where they start turning it around. I'm going to go with Jacksonville because I don't trust Osweiler at all. They're the worst 5-3 team I've ever seen. They're 5-3. I don't know how they got beat 5-3 because they have looked awful. And without J.J. Watt, the defense is not the same. I'll go to Jags in a close one, but a shootout. The Broncos at the Saints.
Broncos at the Saints. Whew. New Orleans is going to be tough to beat in their building. They've been winning, finding ways to win games. I think Denver rights the ship this week, though. I think they will be able to get a stop when they need it, unlike New Orleans defense. So we'll take Denver.
All right. I'm taking New Orleans because I think the Broncos are a hot mess. We don't know if Tlaib will be back this week, but I'm going to go Drew Brees to get it done. I mean, they're running the ball well, too. Hightower and Ingram had a really good game last week. The next game, hate this game. This is the game you don't want to watch on Sunday. The Rams at the Jets. Case Keenum against Fitzpatrick.
The Rams at the Jets. Do we have to pick a winner? I will pick the Jets. The Jets are a little bit better, I guess, than the Rams. But I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm going to go with the Rams because I'm not going with Fitzpatrick because I didn't pick them to win but three games all year, and I think it's
– And plus a West Coast team going to the East Coast for that early 1 o'clock East Coast game. It's usually tough on
them. They look good in London.
Oh, did they? Did they? I thought Landon Collins outscored the Rams by himself.
He did. I'm messing with but, no, I'll go with the Rams. I think Gurley finally has a good game. I think the Rams win.
Man.
But, yeah.
I feel so bad for that guy. I feel worse for the fantasy owners that drafted him this year.
I know I didn't. I wasn't going to do
I wasn't going to either.
Year.
I looked at their quarterback, their line, their wide receivers. That was a big red sign that said stay away.
All I know is that game made me happy. No, it didn't. Not at all. That game was horrible. Don't watch that game. If you're a Jets fan this weekend, turn the channel.
Mike Greenberg will be watching Greenberg, the game, though. Greeny, enjoy it, man, because it might be the last win your team gets this season.
All right, you're listening to BSS Carolinas. We got one more segment coming up. Everybody else, thank you tuning in, and you can catch us everywhere.
Bye, peace.